Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Cure to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying, Habarigani and what's up? Once again, I am your Empress, I am your advocate, and I am the one to serve you today. So, this is a Saturday, and I know we're not usually accustomed to Saturdays. Our days have changed slightly a bit. We are now on 2 days a week, and that's Friday and Saturday. Now, we've been having some co-hosts assist us and working with us on the topic of branding yourself and marketing yourself as a professional life coach. And I'll be speaking with you today in reference to how do you brand yourself and what are the types of tools that you need to use in order to make yourself a more efficient life coach, or should I say medical coach, spiritual coach? All of those things and above are inclusive of what I'm about to talk about today. And I'd like to tell you to put your coach hat on today because you're going to need it, because I want you to think like a coach. All the unique marketing ways of marketing yourself, not just by word of mouth, but tools that you can use that will guarantee that you have a line of customers, and you've put your time in to create your customers list. Now, say this with me. Your business is all in the list. Say the list. You're going to have to make a list of not only your mother and your father and your kinfolk and Lily and Baba and all of them, but you're going to have a professional list of people who are in the market for your niche. That's right. You do have a niche, don't you? You're going to need a niche, and that doesn't mean a sales pitch. You're going to have to know who exactly and what market are you serving, and are you the specialist and one of the top 10 people in that particular niche? If you don't have that, you want to brand yourself, and you want to create a niche for yourself as a life coach, as a spiritual coach, as a medical coach. You have specific gifts and talents that you speak on, and you have those clients that you actually market for. So we're going to be talking about how do you market for your specific group of people that you want to serve. Now, as you know, just let me do an overview of what we talked about yesterday. Before I get on my way, I want to stop, and I want to thank our ancestors, and I want to pay homage to our ancestors, and I want to pretty much do a meditation, because this segment was based on meditation. And if you just stop with me, and we will count breaths together, and we will breathe. Inhaling and exhaling, breathing to a count of one, meditating on nothing but pure love, allowing the Creator to come into your being and to permeate your being. As we take these deep breaths, we remember that we are not our own, and that we were created by a greater force than ourselves. And that greater force wants to commune with us on a daily basis, and we must take the time out to commune with them. Some of us use various different tones and chants, but we know that there is one tone that we can all use that represents all of the names of God, and that is Ah. And periodically you want to say Ah throughout the day. And let your words rest in the space as you say Ah. It's an effortless motion that you can make to represent the name of God and to allow God to connect with you so you can get to know the mind of God. I didn't say you already knew the mind. You are practicing getting to know the mind. As we take these deep breaths, we like to stop and thank our ancestors. And we like to do a prayer. And we like to also pour our libation. And on behalf of pouring our libations, it is a ritual that we do traditionally to acknowledge the fact that we have someone that is greater than ourselves and that we cohabitate and share this body with a greater force than ourselves. And as we prepare to pour libation, let me get cleaned up. I need to get putrefied so that I am not standing before the Creator and asking for prayer without being putrefied and clean. Okay, we're going to pour our libation in the four cardinal direction, if you can remember. We've been off for a while, and I just wanted to bring these things to your attention. Okay, we'd like to pour libation, first of all, to Oluduma-Re. We say Ashe. We'd like to pour libations, too. Our mother spirit, which is Yamanja, we say Ashe. And our father spirit, Ababa, is Obatala, Obatala, Ashe. Now we pour libations to the north, east, west, and south. And we also acknowledge all of those deceased loved ones who made their transitions, who are yet here in the universe, that we would like to reconnect back to the greater circle. And if you have names of your personal loved ones, please do call them out. Then periodically we will call out our heroes and sheroes who are not our known kin. And any ancestor unbeknown to us who is still traveling and not born yet, we also acknowledge them. So we pour libations to the east and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the west and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the south and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the north and we say Ashe. I like to call the name of Robert Jenkins, the one that was the greater father, the big daddy. We like to call out and say Ashe to Robert Jenkins. We like to say Ashe to Ayeye, my mother, Clara Jenkins, Ashe. We like to say Ashe to Ruby Lee Bracken, Ashe. Ethelie Pope, Ashe. We like to also call on Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Jenkins, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. We like to call on Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. We like to call on Lucille Ashe, and we like to call on Louise Ashe, and then we call on Aunt Essie Ashe, and we say Ashe to our loved ones, and if they are passing down the lagoon, if they're going through the turnpike, we ask them to get here quickly and reconnect themselves back to the greater force, and we say Ashe. We like to also say for those heroes and sheroes who fought fiercely during the time of slavery, who yet may be fighting to get through the Underground Railroad, who yet may be still struggling to get through the Middle Passage. We call those ancestors, those heroes and sheroes that we put on, that we stand on their shoulder. We like to call Shekez Diop, and we like to call Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King. And we like to call Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Mosiah Marcus Garvey, Dr. Carruthers, and we say Ashe. Ashe, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for going on that talking cure with us. We do that talking cure in honor of curing ourselves of our mindset so that our mind is clear. Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to embark upon the topic today, and our phone lines are not open yet. And right now, we would ask that you hold your questions. We do not have a guest today. Our guest is not with us today, but possibly on next Friday, we will have our